Here's a story from The World.
Chinese families may be getting a little bigger. The ruling Communist Party is now allowing couples to have 3 children. That's up from 2. And just 6 years ago, it was the one-child policy that ruled. Yesterday's announcement caused a huge reaction in China. But as The World's Rebecca Kanther reports from Shanghai, not the reaction you'd expect.
Christina Wang's reaction probably wasn't what the government was hoping for. We all thought it was a joke, she says. It was so funny, so unbelievable. Nobody took it seriously. After the announcement, the internet exploded with jokes. She picks up her phone to read me one. Here's one that everyone is laughing about, she says. 4 aging parents to support, 3 kids to raise, the couple will just die under the pressure. I guess it sounds funnier in Chinese. Christina is a teacher, and she and her husband love kids. 9 years ago, before the government allowed couples to have more than one child, she quit her university job and angered her parents by having a second child illegally. But one more? She says she's good. I certainly won't be having a 3rd child, she says. Even if I was 10 years younger, I wouldn't consider it. Wang's not alone. Right after the news was released yesterday afternoon, the state news service Xinhua put out an online poll. Within an hour, the response was overwhelming. 23,000 people said they didn't want a 3rd child. 1,200 said they did. The poll was abruptly taken offline, and the comments section removed. Ashley Fu thought that was hilarious. She's a new mom in Shanghai. Her 6-month-old daughter is waking 6 or 7 times a night, and she's exhausted. She recently quit her corporate job because of lack of sleep. Her husband wants a 2nd child, but Fu says that will be a stretch.
I don't think the policy is for people like me. I just feel it's for whoever who needed the policy, the super rich people or people live in a village or something, but not for people like me.
For people in the village, in other words, rural areas, another child is an extra pair of hands. But most people live in cities now, and having children is expensive. Jiang Tian is a stay-at-home dad in Shanghai. He has 2 kids. I don't even want to think about having a 3rd child, he says. 2 kids are already taking up my whole life. How can I even consider a 3rd? Time, experience, energy, mental capacity, finances. I'm maxed out on all of these, he says. All of this is a huge problem for China. It has the largest population in the world, but the latest census showed it now has the lowest birth rate in decades. That means its population is aging and its workforce shrinking. The government tried to correct the sliding birth rate by allowing everyone 2 kids, but by then it was too late. An entire generation of only children were simply not interested in having a 2nd child. With marriage rates also dropping, even 1 child is a stretch for some. Iris Pang is an economist studying China. She says the government is extremely worried.
They may also think that this is not the best solution to increase the population. But for now, this is the quick solution.
It doesn't matter how many kids the government allows, she says.
It's not about the number. It is about the monetary resources and the time resources to raise a child.
Young people are being pragmatic, she says. If they were raised without siblings and married another only child, they're probably already worried about time and money. They know they'll be taking care of their aging parents, raising their own kids, and then helping out with their grandkids. Jane Zhang grew up in rural Ningxia, but now lives in Shanghai with her husband and 1-year-old son. She says at home, most of her friends and family have 2 or 3 kids. It's very normal. But she's not considering another child yet. The pace of life is much faster here in Shanghai, and the cost of living is so high. You need a lot of resources, so a 2nd child would be much more expensive. Christina Wang, the teacher with 2 children, says the new policy fails to take those expenses into consideration. It's like the number of young people is decreasing, the factories don't have enough workers, so you need to be more patriotic and have more kids, she says. It's just not fair. Even in smaller cities, she says, parents need financial support to help with childcare, schooling, and the apartment costs that come along with having a larger family. Jiang Tian, the work-from-home dad, says pure patriotism isn't enough to sway him. He says, let the people with financial resources be patriotic then. The rest of us can be patriotic in other ways. Unless the government gives us something in return. How about some extra points on the college entrance exam for having a third child? Then maybe I'd think differently. If you don't give us help and just ask us to be patriotic, I don't think anyone's going to be that selfless, he says. These days, young people are focusing more on themselves, says economist Iris Pang.
For the urban population, especially the middle income class, they are more reluctant to have children, not even one.
Like 29-year-old Jovial Zhou. She's single and works as a maternity nurse in Shanghai. When I ask her how many kids she plans to have, she doesn't even skip a beat.
No, zero.
She doesn't care about the pressure from her parents.
Because only I have one chance to be myself, so for now I don't want to have kids to waste my time. But some people will think this sounds is very selfish, but sorry, this is my decision.
Many people feel that it always should have been their decision. The government may now find out that they could keep people from having children, but they can't make people have more. For The World, I'm Rebecca Kanther in Shanghai.
From PRX.